Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter. This is Season 2, Episode 7, Goals for 2023. What's up, sluts, whores, bitches, escorts, married bitches, side pieces that came... that became wives and everything in the fuck between. Porn stars, OnlyFans stars, one-hit wonders, Beyonce lovers, and all the lands in between. What's going the fuck on? 2022 has been horrible. 2021 and 2020 was horrible. But we're gonna go ahead and delve into this for a second. Everybody's been battling depression, addiction, all type of crazy shit. And I mean, what can you do? I mean, like, we live in such a crazy world. People don't want to work anymore. Everything's closing slow. I mean, closing early. It's a mess. And I mean, I don't even think the world is coming to an end. I just think it's coming to a standstill where it's like, you got to make a decision to succeed or fail. And in 2023, I'm going to make all the decisions I need to make in order to succeed. And then maybe... giving up a lot of things that I thought I would never have to give up, but I'm willing to do that because in the betterment of it all, it's gonna be so fucking beautiful. And then I can travel to this place, that place, out of the country, and it's gonna be so fucking beautiful. It's gonna be beautiful on the other side. And so when you surrender, you succeed. Let me just say this, you know, this podcast, you know, I know it's not perfect and, you know, the editing and the whatever, but the whole point of this podcast is really just to be raw and as transparent as possible, because I am documenting, you know, my addictions and the things that I've been going through, and they're really hard to listen to afterwards, so I probably won't even listen to half of this shit again, but it's still a way to get my feelings out and my thoughts and to help people, because, you know, even though I have a very, very small following, people do listen and people do reach out and let me know that it's helped them and stuff. And that makes me feel good, because that's all I ever really wanted to do, was to inspire people and make people just... My whole mission in life, honestly, is to make people think differently about art, like music, music videos, movies, films. Like, that's my thing, like action stuff. Like, I love reality TV, but I don't think of that as art. But, like, I've always... want people to think differently about art. Like, I don't really care about shit else. I really don't. I just want people to think differently about art and the crafts and theater and, you know, the creative aura, you know, the aura that lies above me, above my head. You know, I just want people to think differently about art and sex and sexuality, and that people can be whatever they want to be. I thought I was gay. I think I might be pans at this point. Because this year I was on some crazy other shit, and I still didn't really just fulfill what I wanted to fulfill, and I probably won't be able to, but damn it, maybe 2 years from now. But I just want people to be free in their mind, be free in your art, be free in everything. One thing people know about me is that I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. I'm going to do it when I want to do it, how I want to do it, when I want to do it. I'm going to dress it up and make it look beautiful and then spit it back at you and laugh at you, bitch. And say, ha, that's me. Now, that is extra as fuck. And that's probably a toxic trait I need to get out of in therapy. But, you know, us Aquarians, we need that pushback. Like, we need that you can't do it, because I'm going to say, oh, because then I can. It's a mess. It's a mess. But one thing I can say is that choose wisely in 2023. Don't do shit unless it make you money or it profits your spirit in some type of way. I'm trying to give y'all some game. Because I'm going to be away for a while. I'm going to switch it up in 2023 and there will be no song of the day or who I want to go to bed with. I'm going to have to figure out what I want to do about that. I'll say who inspired me for the day, and maybe Amber Heard, because she never gave up the fight. But I still fuck with Johnny Depp, and that's the worst part of it all, you know. That's Zaddy. That's not even Daddy, but that's Zaddy. But it's like, you know, it's a up and down with that. It really is. But I'll end it at here. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.